Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new episode to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. Visit her at theconsciouscougar.com and learn more about how she uses the power of color, energy, thought, emotions, and crystals to help her manifest and how she can help you learn how to manifest even better. Call 516-418-5651 on the second and fourth Mondays at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when I am live with Jillian or possibly other guests. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio or your other favorite platforms so you don't miss a single one of our most popular podcasts. Now let's get to today's topic. Well, guess what, folks? I was so busy living my life this weekend, I forgot to record a show. So we're going to do today's show live. It is 11:01 on Monday, February 7th, and two very special people in my life celebrate their birthday today. One has crossed over, JoJo, and the other one is not crossed over. She just celebrated her 25th birthday today. Happy birthday, Sloan. Anyway, before I get into today's show, I want to give you a little insight about Newsly. Hold on while Tony tells you.
Have you ever read
it.
A web article on the internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire internet. And at any given moment, Newsly reads those web articles to you in a natural human voice. Browse your favorite articles from topics you choose. Stop scrolling, start playing, start listening, and start learning. And Newsly has podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcasts, Unscripted, Coffee, Candy, and Creative, and On Demand are there too. Go to www.newsly.me to download and use Newsly for free now. And if you use promo code BeUniqueRadio, all one word and with caps, receive a 1 month free premium description. For the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. Listen and learn with Newsly.
Thank you, Tony. I always appreciate that. Now, back to our show today. If you want to call in, the number is 516-418-5651. And today we are talking about relationships, how to manifest a romantic partner. And the reason for that is based on a listener's question. Last Wednesday, Dave called in to the Just Ask Mary show. That's a brand new feature here on Be Unique Radio. And anybody can call. It's a short show, 15 minutes. If you call in and get in queue, you get to ask me a question. And those questions can be anything under the sun. I am not supposed to use any kind of tools or research, not supposed to use my phone or the computer. So this has to be something inside my head. If I don't know the answer, I'll probably make something up. As I told Tony earlier today when he said, you've got a show coming up, we've got a guest lined up, start studying. I said, if it's not inside, it's in sight. So we'll see what happens. But I think Dave wanted to stump me. He called with a question thinking I might not know the answer. And I see that I have a caller on this show. Let me see who this is. Hello there.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What is your name?
Rose Maria.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Okay, well, welcome to the show. Did you have a question about manifesting?
Yeah, I've been manifesting, and it's not happening, and did some research for it and all that, and not happening.
Can you tell me what you're trying to manifest?
Relationship, long term, and
okay. Give me an example of how you manifest. What do you do?
Like I put down like what I want in a relationship and don't, and wants and needs and don't want and stuff like that.
Okay, the don't wants are what's tripping you up. Give me an example of one thing you. Give me an example of one thing you do not want in a relationship.
Not like a. How do you say it? Don't want like how do you say it? What do you call it?
I don't want no
like
scrubs. Remember that old
that
song.
And, like a one man, one woman man, stuff like that. Not cheating and stuff like that. If that makes sense.
Okay, so you want a faithful partner.
Right.
So instead of saying, I don't want a man who cheats on me, because if you say, I don't want a man who cheats on me, all the universe hears is, I want a man who cheats on me. The universe doesn't deal in negatives. So you have to say, I want a man who is faithful. And another way that you can do this is, instead of focusing on the don'ts and the cannot, will not, my deal breakers, just think only about the deal makers. So you want a man who is faithful. That means someone who loves you unconditionally, correct?
Right.
You want someone, I would imagine, who aligns with you emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. You know, somebody who gets you on a mental level. So have you just been writing these things down on a journal or a piece of paper?
Like a paper. Sometimes I burn it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever created an actual manifest statement?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'll tell you how to do that. It's super, super easy. You basically say, what I want in present tense, in positive language, no don'ts or can'ts or when if or whatevers. Know that you deserve what you're asking for. Expect it. And I think the best way for anybody, there's kind of like a, I think there's a generic statement, and then you can customize it. And this is what I told Dave on Wednesday, because his question to me was, he said, I'm a good guy, but I can't find a good woman. He said, I've noticed women like bad boys. Should I become a bad boy to attract a woman so she can turn me back into a good boy? Which is very negative if you think about it. He's wanting to change himself for somebody else that he doesn't even know yet. So what I suggested to him, and I'm suggesting to you, Rosemaria, is that maybe you say, thank you, universe, God, universe, spirit, source. Thank you, Gus. That's what I call him anyway. I'm on a first name basis with all these big guys. I say, thank you, Gus, for aligning me with someone who is on my level spiritually. It would help to be physically on my, I'm just going to put it out here. It's nice to have somebody who has the same matching libido. It's not necessary, but it is. It's like a bonus. And you want somebody who's not going to poo-poo you for thinking about manifesting. You know, you want somebody who's going to believe, yes, together we can do anything. We can create the world we want. So you want somebody who aligns with you spiritually. You want somebody who understands the words you're saying, who's not going, what? I don't know what that word means. So you want somebody who aligns with you intellectually too. So you, the best thing to do is just say, hey, thank you, God, for giving me this person. And know that it is. I typically say, thank you for XYZ, whatever it happens to be. And so it is. And, yeah, I told Dave, you can't sit home waiting for her to show up with a pizza and a six-pack of beer, because that's not the way you get people. So you basically can't. Don't close yourself off and don't turn down invitations, even though they might seem weird at first. You will never believe where you find the one. And you really don't have to do anything else. It's not like you have to go every day. This is my wish, because you can create a wish today, a manifest statement, and move on to the next one. The universe will provide. As long as you're doing something that puts you in alignment with that vibration, always be thinking of, you know, and it just, it's kind of like a subconscious thing. You just know that you're going to find someone who is kind, considerate, smart, funny, whatever it is you're looking for. I mean, I can't imagine people that wouldn't want someone who's kind and funny, but that's just me. So, you know, go out and put yourself out there. Find out, you know, when, next time your 45th cousin says, hey, we're having a reunion and I've got a lot of people here, go check it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I don't have a lot of family around here, like either overseas or Canada or scattered. So. Not a lot of invitations, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, but you're going to be surprised how, I mean, I don't know, you're going to run into somebody shopping, buying gas. The weirdest things have happened to people. If you just open yourself up and know that you deserve this person in your life and know that you're worthy and expect it. Just, hey, I'm open. Bring it on, God. I'll take it. That's my attitude. And you can also wear rose quartz crystals or put them in your pocket, because that's the crystal that aligns most with unconditional love and self-love. And You'll find that things change once you start hanging around with some pink crystals.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Did you have any other manifest questions?
No, it's like, it's funny that the one I really want that I'm manifesting is overseas, so I'm not sure if that's the one. I've been getting like different messages coming in, so I'm not sure if that's true or not, if it's meant to be him or that's why I'm not meeting anybody else, if that makes sense.
Ooh, interesting. How is he, does he live permanently overseas?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like he's
in the
military.
I go back and forth.
Okay.
No, he's not. He had to do it, but he's not in there. Not permanently,
okay.
No.
So you met somebody who's overseas, and you're probably wondering, how are we going to ever make a connection? Is that what I'm understanding?
That, and right now we're like in the not talking stage, if that makes sense. We had a few fights about a month ago.
Okay, well, that could be any number of reasons. I always am amazed when somebody, I think somebody's ghosting me, and then I get a message, I lost my phone, I dropped my phone, I couldn't afford to get a new one. I've been using my brother's phone, I didn't think about reaching out to you, or whatever, you know. some strange reasons that people drop off the face of the earth and then they come back. And be thinking also of that old adage, you know, if you love something, let it go. If it loves you, it'll come back.
Right.
So it, you know, if you just, you know, maybe, I don't know, because I don't know any of the details. How long have you known this person?
Over 45 years.
Wow. Okay. Can is there anybody else in the your combined circles, connected circles that you can reach out to just check up on him, make sure he's okay?
Yeah, they're not answering. Sometimes depends what it is.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes just knowing. Well, if he's been on your mind, there's a reason for that. And if you can't get him to respond, who knows? Any number of things could have happened that stop him from responding. And everybody doesn't think in terms of, let me reach out to all of my extended circle and all the people in my life and tell them, you know, I'm in the hospital or I'm recovering from this, that, or the other. So I would reach out to somebody else in your shared circle and just see if you can get a response. And if you don't, I would say that might or might not. It's weird, but it might or might not be a message from the universe to move on. I'll give you a personal example. When I first met my current husband, I was newly divorced. Very, very newly. And I thought, I can't pursue a relationship with him because I don't want him to be my rebound kind of thing. And still he pursued a relationship with me. And it was great for a while. And it was so great that it scared me because I thought that there's no way this guy can actually be real. He's just too good to be true. And so I ghosted him. This was more than 25 years ago, but I ghosted him and I didn't intend to, but I did tell him, I'm afraid I'm going to hurt you. I might need to take a break. And he just thought I was joking or whatever. And so for 3 months, I took time off. I didn't talk to him. I didn't email him. I didn't call him. I didn't go see him because I needed to know where I was in my own head. And then 3 months later, I called him up on the phone and I said, hey, if you remember me, I'm just curious, would you like to pursue a relationship with me? And he said, I would, but I'm seeing someone else right now. And I said, oh, okay, I understand. He said, just give me some time to break it off with her, and then I'll let you know when I've done that. And I figured, you know, he's going to call her up, make a date, take her out for dinner, break it off easy, deal with her crying or whatever. And I'd hear from him in a couple of weeks. I heard from him in 20 minutes. He said, I'm so ready to pursue a relationship with you. So you just don't always know what's going on the other end. But you can also manifest clarity for yourself on this. You know, you can tell the universe that you would like to have peace of mind with this relationship and you want to know what's going on. And if he's for you, great. If he's not for you, then you want to be able to put him out of your mind so that you're not constantly thinking about him, right? Are you there, Rosemaria?
Yeah, I'm here. As I left it with him, and that he said, I said to everyone when I was there last that I'm his girlfriend. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
I didn't say nothing like that, so I'm like, I know he's been saying it behind me, and in front of me is a different story, if that makes sense. So I'm like, I never said that. I'm not in my own business. I kept on walking, and I just went there to clear my mind and stuff because I had a lot of stuff going on here in the U.S., and I'm like, whatever. And then I left it as that. And then when I said I'm not going back, and he said, it's about time. So it's like chaos. So I don't know. I left it as when you're, let me know when you're ready to talk and stuff, something like that. And he hasn't communicated. So I haven't had my phone for a while. So now I don't know if he did contact me or not.
Okay, well, see, that's another thing that happens, you know?
Right.
Do you have another way besides the telephone to contact each other?
No, he's old school.
Okay, that's understandable. But I think if I were in your situation, I'd be thinking along the lines of, you know, do I just let him sit here and simmer for another month or two or three or four, or do I move on and see where things fall?
Okay, I see your point. Like, move on. Yeah, that's what I did. I moved on. So, like, after the arguments and stuff, and a lot of people got involved, and I just told them whatever. It's like, I don't want anybody. I told you this and all that bullshit. I'm like, why are you saying one thing behind me and another in front of me? I'm like, his cousin confirmed that with me because he does stuff behind us and then a different thing in front of us. I'm like, I don't know why he does that, but whatever.
Well, I think if I were in your situation, I would ask the universe to give you peace of mind and clarity, and also to only put thoughts of people that are aligned with you in your head, so that you're not constantly thinking about somebody who's already told you basically to get away from him.
And then he wants me around him. That's the funny part.
Really?
Yeah, I'm his girlfriend and stuff behind me, and in front of me, something different. That you don't want nothing to do with me or anything like that.
You know, before we got married, my husband introduced me to people as, this is Mary, we live together. This is Mary, she's my wife. Oh, yeah, that's my fiance. And then one day he went backwards and he said, oh, yeah, that's my girlfriend. Let me introduce you to my girlfriend. So I told him, you need to make a decision. Who am I? What am I? I said, I've heard all these things, and I don't know, am I your wife, your girlfriend, somebody you just shack up with? What? What am I to you? And it wasn't long after that that we got married. He had to come up to the conclusion that he needed at the time. And I told him, I said, you're really giving me an identity crisis here. I don't know what I am to you. And it's hard when people, I don't know that they necessarily are playing games, but when they don't know themselves. And that was one of the things that I was going to talk about today, was before you can tell the universe what you want, you better know what you want. And that's why it's so important when you write a list, don't put down there what you don't want. Because the universe goes, oh, she wants somebody, but she doesn't want somebody. What's going on here? So what you do, and I will tell you, if you feel that you don't know how to turn your statements around into positive statements like we did today, I don't want a man who cheats. Well, no, that's not the way to tell the universe. You say, I want a man who is faithful. So if you have trouble doing that, then you can always call the show when it's live. It's live. Usually it's live the second and fourth Monday. It's not always live. Or email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com, and I can help you turn your statements around.
Okay, cool.
That's one of the things that I am gifted with. I'm very grateful. That's something that I don't know why, but I'm good at it. And I don't question. It's just one of the gifts that I've got.
Yeah, because he knows I go back and forth because I'm not going to stay with out of relationship. I want to be connected and see him almost every day and not here and there because we see each other here whenever. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. So he
no,
knows what
you
I
can't,
want.
You can't, yeah, you can't be his girlfriend when it's convenient for him.
Right.
I had somebody ask me the other day, she said, well, I'm living with this guy and I know we're going to get married and I don't feel comfortable calling him my boyfriend, but he hasn't actually proposed. We've talked about getting married, but we haven't proposed. How can I tell somebody who he is to me? I said, you can tell them he is your future fiance. And she thought that was pretty cool. And, yeah, it's sad that we feel the need to have labels on ourselves, but I think those labels help us define our relationships. Because
yeah, oh, yeah,
wife,
that's right. That's funny you know, that you said that because I had to renew my my paperwork and stuff a couple months ago, and then they said, are you married and stuff? I said, yeah, I am, and they put that, and I had to write down his name and all that. And address and stuff. So I did that. So I think he's kind of upset about that.
And if he would talk to you, you could ask him. Right?
Well, he found out. And then I'm sorry?
I said if he would talk to you, you could ask him if it upset him.
Yeah, if he answers or communicates.
Yeah.
I'm tired of calling him. So it's like he found out before I even said anything. I said, yeah, by the way, I did that, and they asked me, so I went for it.
Well, see, that's another thing we can also work on today is that you have clear lines of communication with him or if you know, there's a couple of ways you can look at this. I mean, if you really are set on this guy, manifest open lines of communication. And just
well, open
thank
lines,
you.
Yeah,
thank you, Gus, for letting him answer my phone call. And if nothing else, you can have a conversation with him and it may force him to tell you where he feels this relationship is going. If he thinks it's going to a dead end and he doesn't want anything to do with you, then you can move on. Sometimes people don't realize how they hold us in a holding pattern with their indecisions. I'll give you another example. I'm good of examples. Wanted to go to lunch with my son and his girlfriend on Saturday, and I told my husband, I said, they've invited us to come for lunch up in Daytona, which is like, he lives in Jacksonville, I live farther south, so it's like halfway between. So I said, do you want to come with? And he goes, I don't know how I'll be feeling. And I said, oh, okay, then I'll plan to go without you. Well, I didn't say that. So then Saturday morning comes, I get up, I start getting ready, and I pack up my car with the things that I was going to take to them and feed the cat, and I do everything I've got to do. And I'm basically waiting for time to leave. And so then my husband wakes up. He says, oh, I thought you already left. I said, no, I don't have to leave for another half hour. He said, oh, good, maybe I'll go with you. I said, great, that would be awesome. So about 20 minutes later, he says, I'm hungry. I said, great, that's good. Get dressed. We're going to go to lunch in Daytona. Oh, I can't wait till, you know, I can't wait another hour to go to lunch. I said, well, that's kind of the plan is to go to lunch. And he ended up staying home, but he didn't want to say, I don't want to go, or I wish I felt like going or whatever. He just, him hauled around back and forth. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting on him. I ended up being 20 minutes late for lunch, which was fine. My son didn't care. But if I'd have just known, I could have moved on for that particular day, you know. And I think it sounds like that's what you're looking for, is some kind of answer to where you are in this relationship.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, because when I was there, he asked me how long to stay. I'm like, not sure yet. Depends. I already knew when I was leaving, and then I finally gave up. I told him, like, a couple of weeks I have left. So the last couple of weeks I went somewhere else, and then I went back for the last couple of days, and that was it. He never says goodbye to me before I leave. So he's
wow.
like, and he saw me, but he kept on driving. So I told him I needed to talk to you before I left, so he did it. So whatever.
It sounds to me like he's not really good at closure. And it also sounds like that's what you need.
But I found out how he was doing and stuff. So he told me not to call so many times when I was there. So I'm like, dude, I don't have much time. So, you know, I'm here for a month and a half, 5 weeks, almost a month and a half. So things got to move on.
Yeah, it sounds like that. And I think if you wanted to, you could manifest that. Well, I know you can. You can manifest peace for yourself, for whatever, you know. It's sad, but when we're manifesting the life we want and it involves other people, we cannot control their free will. We can't make somebody
right.
love us. We can't make somebody communicate with us.
But I know he cares and loves me and all that stuff, but he's afraid, I'm thinking. So, and he knows I can't win any longer.
Well, I think it sounds like if you can manifest an open line of communication between the two of you where you can talk and clear the air a little bit, and that way he can know where you are and you can know where he is, and no more guessing games. And you do that by saying, thank you for opening the lines of communication between me and this guy, and making sure that when we talk, I'm not left wondering. I leave the conversation with peace and knowledge that the relationship is going in the direction I need for my better good. And if you add that in there, for my better good or for the best of my spirit, then what happens is you are calm about it. No matter what his answer is, you're satisfied with it.
Oh, say before I call him or talk to him.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Absolutely.
But if he calls him, if he calls and I don't do it before ahead of time, I can still do it before, while I'm talking to him if I answer. Is that right?
Well, you could do it today. State your manifest statement today and call him next week. And what happens is that changes your vibrations. It puts you in a peaceful vibration so that when you talk to him, one of two things is going to happen. Either he's going to align with your peace and love vibrations and want to be with you, or he's not going to be in alignment and you are going to cease wanting to be with him. That's kind of how it was with my ex-husband. After 25 years, I started learning to manifest, and I was nowhere nearly as good then as I am now, but I was learning to manifest, and I started just saying, I want to be in a loving relationship. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a divorce. And that seems kind of contradictory, but it's not, because you can't jump into a loving relationship if you're in an unloving relationship. And you can't you can't, you know, if you're not available for the love to come in, then it's not going to come in. Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
You know, I mean, the point is I was in a relationship with my first husband and it was not good. And I could have had an affair, but that's not a loving relationship. You have to be fully available. So I prayed and I manifested a loving relationship. And it took a couple of years to get to that point because I had to go through the divorce and then I had to go through the kind of the grieving of the divorce. And then I met my current husband and, you know, like I said before, I thought it was too soon. I didn't want to. I liked him so much. I just liked him. I didn't, you know, I liked him a lot before I loved him. And because I liked him, I wanted to make sure I didn't do anything to hurt him. And because of that, I was dragging my feet because I wasn't certain.
Got
and
it.
That could
be. Yeah, okay, yeah,
that,
I know what you mean.
You know, so, you know, yeah. If you have a glass full of Coca-Cola and you think, man, I want a bourbon and Coke. Well, you can't pour the bourbon in until you drink some of the Coke out or pour some of the Coke out, right? You just
right.
have to make room. You have to make room. And it's that way with manifesting anything. If you live in a small house and you say, oh, I want a king-size bed, and you've got a twin-size bedroom, something's got to give. So you either have to move or you have to knock down a wall or you have to accept what you've got. And I have found over the years as I manifest one thing that I really want, something else falls away that I thought I wanted it really badly, and then I realized, oh, I don't want that anymore.
Right, gotcha.
And that's because there's no more room for it in my life.
Cool, appreciate it.
You're very
so just
welcome.
Like call them
up and well, I'm so glad you called. You totally changed the direction of my show, and I love it. This was awesome. And we are at the
and
end
you mean
of
like,
our
show.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
No,
like
I can talk more.
From like where I'm at the point, like where I mean like a oh, point in my life where I'm at this point, taking care of myself. Okay, I see what you mean. Got you. Cool.
Yeah, if you're at a point of taking care of yourself, then things are going to fall into place the way they're supposed to. And this guy you've known for 45 years, yeah, maybe his season is up with you. Who knows? But you can manifest peace of mind with that.
Got you. Cool. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Remember to come back every Monday at 11 a.m. for another Manifest lesson. The second and fourth Mondays, I am live, and my guests always have something interesting to share. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio or your favorite platform, and check out all our other Manifest Monday shows. If you have questions, want me to guide you on your Manifest journey, or would like a transcript of this show, just reach out to me through BeUnique.org or email me at ManifestMondayShow@gmail.com. Until then, stay present, stay positive, and always remain grateful. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton. Thank you for joining us today.